You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up again with the Royal Ballet and Opera House in London to find out all about a few upcoming audio-described opera performances with touch tours for blind and partially sighted people. I'm delighted to say that I'm now joined from the Royal Opera House by Jack Blue, Executive Assistant to the Directors of Opera, and Senior Project Coordinator Elliot Henry to tell me more about three great opera productions that are also audio described with touch tours. Welcome to RNIB Connect Radio, Jack and Elliot.
Thank you very much.
Hello. Thank you.
We are going to start, Jack, by casting a new view on the lust, violence and passion of Bizet's ever-popular opera Carmen.
Yes, Carmen. As you say, Toby, one of the most popular and performed operas in our repertoire. I was looking up earlier today. I think we've done over 600 performances here at the Royal Opera House. So yes, one of those beautiful pieces by Bizet. It's the French style of opera comique, which a lot of people think means comedy, but it doesn't mean comedy. It means musical numbers separated by dialogue, which is quite unusual for us here at the Opera House. Most of our shows are sort of sung through. But yes, Carmen, I'm sure people will be familiar with it, but it's the story of Carmen, our lead character, who's a fiery and an independent person who seduces a police officer called Don José. And he's usually a soldier, but in this version that we've done, which is now in its first revival, it was new last year, but this is the first revival, things are slightly different. He's a police officer here. Carmen and Don José fall hopelessly in love and José abandons his duties, but all is lost when the Toreador Escamillo enters the scene and whisks Carmen away. So I won't spoil the rest of it, but that's a sort of flavour of the plot. And I was thinking it's a very warm day today. It's the perfect time of year to come and see this show as the weather starts to heat up. It takes place in a sort of unnamed Spanish town in the south of Spain. We're sort of vaguely in the 1970s, and it's very hot, very dry and hot. And each act in Carmen, it's got four acts. Each is quite unique in setting. We go from a town to a police station to a nightclub to a smuggler's den. But what's quite unique and interesting about this production is there's this huge lighting grid that sits above the stage and it bears down on the performers, swinging in and out of the audience's view. So it literally sears the singers. It's so hot, you can really feel the intensity of the heat. And also for this production, a usually unseen character has a constant presence on the stage in the form of Don José's mother, who in most productions communicates with her son through letters sent by the character called Mercedes. But in this show, his mother is present on stage most of the time, although I'll leave it up to people who watch it to determine whether she's really there or whether it's a phantom of his imagination. And just to round off, some of the music in Carmen will be familiar to many people. It's full of showstoppers, the famous Habanera that Carmen sings and the March of the Toreador that Escamillo sings. But I thought a couple of slightly lesser known moments might be interesting. There's the so-called cigarette chorus in Act Two and also a beautiful duet between Don José and Mercedes, both in Act Two. And at the very end of the opera, there's a duet between Carmen and Don José that climaxes to fantastic music, very dramatic ending. So yes, it's a wonderful piece, and that's about it really.
Well, there'll be an audio described performance of Carmen on Monday the 21st of April, and that's at 2 p.m. with a touch tour at 1 p.m. on the main stage of the Royal Opera House. Elliot, now through the Jet Parker Artist Programme, we have a rarely performed comic opera with Pimpinone, celebrating the opera's 300th anniversary too.
Yes, exactly. So this is Telemann's Pimpinone, and it loosely translates as An Unequal Marriage. It's got a whole longer title as well, but for our sakes, it's just Pimpinone here in our production. And yeah, it premiered in 1725 in Hamburg, and it was actually, Jack had a little fun fact, I've got a little fun fact as well. It was actually performed as an intermezzi, which means a connecting piece of music added between larger acts of a musical work. And Telemann adapted Handel's Tamerlano and added Pimpinone as intermezzi into the piece. And then we've added our own intimately into this piece. So as being likened to a Russian doll, we've added more music into this as well to allow space for more storytelling as well outside of the core text of the piece. And yeah, it should be good. It's two casts of Isabella Diaz, one of the Yetta Parker artists, is Vespetta, and Grisha Martirosyan is playing Pimpinone. So it's directed by artist of the Yetta Parker program and also directed by Sophie Gilpin, conducted by Peggy Wu, conducting the orchestra of the English National Opera. And yeah, they're all on our program. And so we do this chamber opera every season and we always look for things to connect it. So hence the 300th anniversary seemed like a good time to give it its premiere here in the Royal Opera House.
Well, Pimpinone will be audio described on Sunday, the 11th of May at 2 p.m. with a touch tour at 12:45 p.m. and again on Thursday, the 15th of May, and that's at 7:30 p.m. with a touch tour at 6 p.m. And this is at the Royal Opera House's Lindby Theatre too. Jack, we are going to end with the return to the Royal Opera House of Verdi's opera of Obsession and Superstition with Il Trovatore.
Yes, that's another one of those classic operas that we perform quite frequently and that's done all over the world. Exceptional music from Verdi, written during what I think most people agree is his most prolific middle period, where he wrote other operas that I'm sure lots of people would have heard of, like La Traviata, Rigoletto. It's a very complicated story. It's a tale of love and revenge and mistaken identities. But to give you a little flavour of the plot, there's a troubadour called Manrico and a aristocrat called the Count di Luna, and they both love a woman called Leonora. And although Leonora loves Manrico, the Count will do everything in his power to have her. Eventually, the two men agree to a duel and fight, and it all heads towards Manrico's imprisonment at the hands of the Count. Now, while that's going on, Azucena, who's Manrico's mother, harbours a secret that affects both of the men. Years before, in a vow to avenge the murder of her mother, at the hands of the Di Luna family, she abducted their younger son, making Manrico and the Count Di Luna brothers. But I won't spoil the ending again. And unlike Carmen, talking a little bit more about the production here, this is a bit more surreal in setting. We're sort of in an underworld as imagined by medieval paintings. I think the designer was particularly influenced by Hieronymus Bosch, those kind of odd paintings that you sometimes see. And all the action takes place on a large staircase, which is the centerpiece of the set. And there's a large demon's face, which sort of serve as the curtains to the theater. When the jaws to the face open, it's as if the curtains have opened and the action can begin. And also the director for this production has inserted a sort of devil pastiche character who manipulates the drama throughout and is always trailed by these actors who are like hellhounds. They follow him around everywhere on the stage. And finishing off with the music, like Carmen, a lot of this music will be very familiar. Thinking about the anvil chorus in Act 2 and the soldiers chorus in Act 3, they're highlights for our wonderful full-time chorus who are on stage most nights here. But as for the soloists, Il Trovatore is notoriously very difficult and it requires all of them to sing very challenging arias. But I thought I'd pick out a few highlights. We should listen out for Manrico's Di Quella Pira in Act 3, Azucena's Stride la Vampa in Act 2, and Leonora's Tacia la Notte Placida in Act 1. All of them very beautiful.
That sounds lovely. Il Trovatore will be audio described on Thursday, the 17th of July, and that's at 7:30 p.m. with a touch tour at 6:30 p.m. and again on the main stage of the Royal Opera House. To find out more about these and other audio described performances at the Royal Ballet and Opera House, do either email boxoffice@roh.org.uk. You can also telephone 020 7304 4000 or visit rbo.org.uk/visit/access-at-rbo. Well, thank you very much indeed, Jack and Elliot, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio about some great upcoming operas with audio described performances and touch tours. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.